shows him raping this woman.
Yeah, though, I mean, you don't see it because it's facing forward.
Yeah.
And they're in the back seat. But, like, dude's going to get totally, like, messed up because they have the lawyers for the boyfriend has that footage to corroborate the story.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
That really, because see, that's like, that's another, yet another example of like a bad apple ruining it.
And then there was a police chief that was
where
like,
was that?
I want to say Texas again. Kind of glad I got out of there.
No, nothing wrong with the state of Texas. And I mean, really, if you think about it, we're still the same country. It's just a different state.
Like, yeah, it's
no
like
real...
the biggest state. It's almost its own country.
No, I'm just saying that it's still the United States. Like, right. it doesn't matter what state it happens in. It's still your turf.
Right. And
unless it's like Alaska.
That's where like a bunch of crazy rules happen. They don't have like, I know their tax thing's a bit different.
They don't have a law against bestiality. I learned that today.
I think a lot of states don't have a law against bestiality.
That's just really pathetic, but oh right. My God. Okay, let's move on to a lighter topic. But since we're rapidly approaching the hour mark now. So yeah, I don't know. I just wish people would stop being ridiculous in front of cameras. That's, I guess, my... Or, you know what I mean? Like, I wish that
something
the
in our
situation...
I think there's something in our generation where we feel the need whenever a camera's on to, like, be famous a little bit.
I would hate for that to be true. I don't know. I just... Like, I get... The bottom line with all these, like, videos of whatever is it's, like... I've never been in handcuffs. The most I've ever received any attention from an officer was getting a speeding ticket. Okay? And when I was a kid, I was just... I smoked weed. I stole. Whatever. I mean, I did all these things, but I didn't... I don't know. I wasn't, like, doing something ridiculous. So it's just bizarre that you'd almost, like, feel bad for somebody that's getting arrested for something. It's like the officer's trying to do his job. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
And his pensions are being attacked.
Well, no. It's just like he's trying to do his job, and he's like, I'm trying to think. Like, what was the Baltimore thing? They were like too
There's
rough
an
on him
EU
or something.
Country that actually requires people to join, like
the police force.
Yeah, it was either
Don't
police they force.
They like the military too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was Israel.
Oh.
You have
no,
to spend, like, 2 years.
There's definitely a European country that's that way, too. But I don't know. I just, like...
It would give people perspective and, like, respect for people who do that job.
Yeah, like the whole, like, you know, fuck the police. Why? Because you want to do something illegal? Because you realize that without the police, this country would be a madhouse.
Well, that's the...
Like, I've never understood...
Assumption.
I don't know. Like, it's like, they're like, yeah, fuck the police. And it's like... But you're like, your dad's a cop. I don't know. I don't understand it. Like, that's like saying fuck the firemen, but they're saving lives. Yeah, like literally that they are putting out fires. Like,
that's their job title. Yes, but what if they're not actually putting out fires? What if they're just like
just pouring gas on them?
Or
if we're sticking with the metaphor here,
or like kicking down doors of old ladies' houses and.
Because they, yeah,
like
committing
insurance fraud and...
Wait, what?
Cause
raping
like
somebody in the back of a cop car?
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I'm going to have to look that up. That's really sad. And that like, tarnishes the reputation. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at. I wish that there was more, like, good being shown than, like, let's say, bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but the bad is so bad that, like,
it's like
it
ridiculous.
Outweighs the good.
Oh, yeah. That video is fantastic, by the way. The one I shared.
Yeah.
The girl that got denied to get on the helicopter. That's really mean. Okay. So, what is this? Are we playing on Facebook now?
I'm trying to find that story, but
oh.
Just keep going.
Don't you have to go to your page and then find it, what you liked or shared?
I don't know if I liked or shared it, because I feel guilty about liking those kind of things, but it happens so frequently on my page where there'll be a thing, and it's like, hey, another person got shot today by a police officer, and I'm like, God damn it.
And then you're like, Share.
Like it over and over and over.
Oh, God, yeah. Smash that like button.
There's this thing I posted a couple of days ago about how, like, I mentioned it earlier about the privatization of police force and how, like, they're not, like, paid to protect you anymore.
Hmm?
And how the... Oh, here we go. Here's one. Here's a underage teen jailed for 3 years without charge. Without a charge has died. This was the Caliph Broder. This is on NPR. I heard about this. It's called like Countercurrent News. And all it is just about like a bunch of racially charged things that aren't getting media attention.
Oh.
This is the thing in Rikers Island where this kid was like put in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day.
What?
And like he was beaten in his cell and stuff. They like belittled him, but he didn't like technically do anything wrong.
And they, what like, was he arrested for?
They all charges were dropped, but like I guess they say he stole a backpack, but he never really stole a backpack.
Why would you be put in solitary confinement for stealing a backpack?
Well, he was so young whenever they picked him up that they couldn't put him in Rikers Island, because that's like the big prison in New York.
Yeah.
They couldn't put him in the prison proper.
Isn't that like community service for stealing a backpack? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that seems...
Right, yeah. Your punishment should meet the crime kind of thing.
Yeah. Why was he even in jail? Like, when you just, like... How old was he when he got arrested? Does it say?
He got out whenever he was like 18, so it was 3 years. So he's 15 whenever he got arrested. Here's another one: like cop freaks out, smashes car window when driver makes joke about speed limit. Like that's excessive. Here's one: police violently slam blind man to the ground because he quote fit the description. Here's another one. NYPD commissioner says department can't hire any more black people because they spend time in jail. Like, these things, I see these every freaking day, and there's more that I haven't seen.
It's like the same reason I stopped watching the news. It's just, like, too depressing.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it. It's just going to bring my day down.
Although, the cop who slammed that lady down and pulled out his gun was suspended.
Well, there you have it. Because if they didn't suspend him, it'd be like Rodney King all over again.
Yeah.
You know, you want to hear... This is what pisses me off, I think, the most. If that cop was black and did that, do you think we'd even see that video right now?
I don't know. Maybe.
I just...
I think the dialogue would be different. Wow. Like police leadership camps beat and choke kids to, quote, build character.
Okay, we should turn... Just exit out of that. This is going to be sad.
Here's another one. The guy was choked to death. Man, it's like the militarization of the police has like caused this shark and sheep situation.
Want to be wolf and sheep?
Yeah, no, I don't know. They kind of feel like sharps because they're like looking for people to kill nowadays. And then they
taste the blood.
Yeah, they being defunded, they're being demoralized by like public support. Because I mean, do we really support our police officers?
Not like the military, no.
Right, and there's actually big beef between cops and like military people too.
Really?
Yeah, you think they'd be on the same side?
Yeah, Team but America.
No, not at all. I've had like a couple of friends who are like ex-military or whatever.
Sure,
like, they're in, now they're out. Anytime they go to a concert, like you can tell whenever somebody's been in the military, and you can also tell if like somebody's been a cop. And there's like some kind of like, I don't know, it's almost like a skittishness if whenever they've been a cop.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's
like you're always on alert.
Right. I think it's like a form of PTSD, honestly.
Really? Because it's like the aftermath of being in the service.
Right. Or no.
Well, I mean, being a police officer is similar to being a soldier. I mean, if you think about it, I mean...
Not really, because, like, soldiers are trained to kill.
And so are police officers.
But soldiers go to kill.
Yeah, okay. The primary objective is severely different.
Yeah, it's to protect
and serve. In a war, you're just going to fucking kill whoever you don't like,
right,
until they give up.
Right, you're trying to be, like, as cutthroat as possible.
Yeah, it's called war for a fucking reason. Whereas a police officer, you're a civic... Civic? Civil officer? No, what do you call it? What's like the...
Civic is...
Civic duty? No, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. It's like people that work for like a hospital. If you like you drove an ambulance, or if you're a firefighter, you're, you know, you keep You keep shit in, like, everyone's ducks in a row. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're doing the kind of jobs that you and I don't want to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to put fires out and risk my life every day. I don't want to determine right from wrong and become a police officer. I mean, I'm sorry. I that's why I would never question anybody in that position. And I also am not the one getting arrested either.
Can you imagine how terrifying it would be to be, like, in a SWAT situation where they just break down your door?
Yeah, but that's not the point, though. Like, why would they break down your door? You had to fuck up pretty hard.
Either that or somebody from 4chan.
Like troll. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. What was that? What's that called?
Swatting.
That is a horrible thing.
Yeah, like the FBI.
I hope they go and find out who did the original troll and just, like find them out. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're a 16-year-old kid behind a keyboard, and you're in debt for the rest of your life.
I mean, it's...
Like, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
What a waste of their time.
Autistic sixth grader kicked trash can, now he's a felon.
I don't even know how that's a headline. Like,
yeah.
There was this one thing I saw that was really unfortunate. It was like some guy mooned a minivan and now he's a sex offender.
Oh, this one you might care about. An NBA player is missing the playoffs because the NYPD broke his leg. Did you hear about that one?
Holy shit. Who is this?
It was in a Chelsea nightclub.
Oh, yeah. It's the Atlanta Hawks, yeah. There was one of our Pacer
Chris
players.
Chris Copeland.
Yeah, Chris Copeland and two Hawks players got into, like, an altercation.
They were being stabbed at a trendy nightclub.
Yeah, and this was a couple months back.
Arrested for obstruction of justice and then broke his leg.
What do you mean, broke his leg?
Like, they probably took batons. I've actually seen footage. Somebody's on the ground, already arrested, and they'll like take batons and just like swat your legs. It's crazy, man. Like, I am absolutely terrified of police officers.
Well, that's why I'm just a...
And like, I know there's... In a just and rational world, you shouldn't be afraid of like the people who protect and serve you, but like just the craziness that's going on nowadays is just absolutely insane.
I don't know. You think they just, like, arrest you and then process you as normal?
Here's the one. Charges drop against cop having sex with cows.
Okay, that's, like, at least, like, a lighthearted article. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say before we got on this horribly depressing website. Yeah, here, just shut that shit off, man. This is just bad. I shouldn't have brought this up. Now, what I was going to say is that today on Bob and Tom, they were talking about, and actually, I think I saw this article yesterday, thanks to your wonderful girlfriend. Guy in Texas got arrested because they found him with his legs broken in a barn because he was trying to fornicate with a horse.
And he said he got into a car accident.
Yeah, he said he got into a car accident, but really what happened was he tried to rape a horse that he had previously had coitus with, and it said
no. I guess he had an obsession with it, and like the people who own the ranch are like absolutely terrified. This had happened before.
Yeah, like I think they pressed charges or whatever the...
But unfortunately, it's not technically like a crime.
Yeah, bestiality is not a crime. Oh, man. But so anyways, there was this
they would probably get him for breaking and entering.
Breaking and entering.
I mean, there's other things that you
property.
Can...
I mean, because, animals are property.
That horse is never safe.
So here's one of the Facebook comments that was like on that article. It was like, I'm losing it. Oh, it was like they were talking about like how is bestiality not gay or sorry, gay. How is bestiality not a law in Texas? And somebody said, they're like, shouldn't that be something from the Bible? And like, no, they only use that for women and gays or something like that. Like they use religion against women and gays. That was pretty funny. But yeah, then somebody was like, oh God, it was like 10 out of 10. It was like, don't they know that nay means nay or something? Like, oh, man. Like, way to take, like, a horrible situation and make... I don't know, man. I guess the way I see it is I try not to pay attention to the depressing stuff because I would rather...
It's just getting so much more frequent that we're... I don't know if we're just becoming aware of it or
maybe
if it's
actually
happening.
Maybe it's because it's being brought to light.
I just think it's because, like, as a nation, we're getting dumber so people can't make smart decisions and common sense is just, like, out the window nowadays.
As far as like committing crimes, or as far as like,
well, on both sides of the fence, as like assessing a situation and an officer's perspective,
yeah,
and then on the other side of the fence, like what not to do whenever officers are around, right?
Or just don't fuck up, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of odd. The pool party thing, you think the kids would just, if it's like, hey, please leave.
This is probably the first time most of them have seen an officer, right? Then they're met with that level of aggression. That, like, probably paints the way they feel about cops from
because
that point
on. Because they bolted.
I mean, wouldn't you? If somebody was, like, waving a gun? I mean, that's your life right there.
No, before, the video starts with them having to chase kids down because they were running away. I guess they, like, were questioning somebody, and then everybody just,
bolted.
Mob. Yeah, bolted. There's no gun being pointed at this point.
Oh, yeah, not at that point, but, like, a little bit later. Like,
whatever.
Seconds later.
My opinion doesn't matter because I don't even know the whole story, but I just, in my opinion, when somebody's in handcuffs, it generally means they fucked up. Because guess
True.
What, Matt? I've never been in handcuffs.
Or at least they were
because
I'm not
a
guy.
That's my point. Like, somebody that's in handcuffs, I'm sorry, I don't feel bad for you. Like, you had to have fucked up. You're not just standing there because your skin color is different. An officer's not going to put you in cuffs or detain you in any way, shape, or form because you're different. Unless you have to be doing something pretty extreme. That's what pisses me off. People are like, it's racially. No.
Well,
he obviously wasn't raised right and didn't.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, my parents raised
in
me really well.
In specific situations, yes. But
I have a 9-to-5. I do the things that are, you know, I speed. So, arrest me. I've,
the
you
quote,
know,
fit the description thing is kind of a bummer, too.
Fit the description?
Yeah.
Oh, like when they are,
like
investigating.
They've got a call for somebody in, who's like, black with a white shirt and, jeans on. I mean,
and they fit the description.
Right. That's
so
where
it's
it
like,
gets messed up.
It's like everybody's wearing a white shirt with blue jeans.
Right. That's the part where it gets a little shady.
And their name is like Sven or something. Hey, what's your name? Robert. No, it's Sven, isn't it? Billy Club. I mean, I don't know, man. That's the way I see it. Like, you see these videos like, oh, they're racist cops. Yeah.
I mean.
But they're committing a crime. They shouldn't be beat up.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. I understand.
That's like human decency stuff.
Yeah, like just handcuff them, read them their Miranda rights, like they're supposed to have, and then put them in the paddy wagon and move on. I mean, that's kind of what the procedure is, isn't it? I mean, you just
maybe,
arrest,
maybe
you,
it was one
you
of
make
those
the arrest, or you either give like a warning, maybe. Because I've been pulled over more than once, Matt. I'm definitely not perfect in any way, shape, or
I've
form.
I've only been
but
pulled over like twice.
Really?
Yeah. I got
two warnings. I've only had one speeding ticket and two warnings.
I've only been pulled over twice, and I've only gotten one ticket.
And I'll be honest, Matt, whenever I get pulled over, I don't fuck around. I don't lie to the officer. I don't give them shit. They just say, why are you speeding? And I say, I have no...
I'm trying to get tomorrow. I'm
no,
trying
seriously.
To
I just tell them, I'm like, I'm sorry. There's no excuse. You caught me. That's it. I mean, that's my... And I'm also, like, kind of panicking. I'm sorry. I did receive a third warning. It wasn't speeding. My plates were expired.
That was the first time I ever got
pulled
over.
Living on the edge!
I was, like, 16. It was, like, the
oh,
first
really?
Time I could, like, actually drive by myself.
Oh, your plates were expired?
No, it wasn't my plates. It was one of my... I didn't turn on my lights. Hmm? You know, when at nighttime you're supposed to turn on your lights?
Yeah.
I didn't turn on my lights. So I didn't know how.
Because it was dusk?
Yeah, it was like...
It was 3 a.m. and you're driving. You're driving home drunk without any headlights, weren't you? You savage. Ah! Ah! You're like hanging out the window, shooting a gun, throwing 40s. I'm sorry. That was belligerent. Sorry. We got too serious there for a minute. I just wanted to have the touch on the fact that it's sad, but I don't even know. How do you change that shit, you know?
It has to be a systematic change.
It's, yeah, like maybe in the academy or whoever employs you, so to speak, could say, like, look.
More oversight, like, through civilian committees.
I guess it pisses me off that.
Putting people's, like, feet to the fire when things like this happen.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's more about, like, creating a culture where.
Maybe people aren't getting arrested or put in that situation or
yeah.
causing that behavior.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
there'll always be dummies. So.
Sure. And I mean, that's. And a lot of people are saying, well, they're just kids. It's like, yeah, they are just kids, but.
I'm talking about, like,
when
average.
Like, when an officer is yelling at you and saying, like the guy at work said, his name's Bob. Bob goes, he said, I stood there and watched. I don't know if he said anything, but I think he was standing there. And I think his friend was getting arrested or somebody. And he said, when that officer told me to disperse, he goes, I did not walk away fast enough. Like, little, I guess he gave him, like, probably like a blink of an eye and went, and you're going to jail tonight. And he did. He said his dad had to, like, come pick him up or something. So, in that situation, like, maybe that was even too extreme. I mean, like, yeah. Fuck. But he's probably a white officer arresting a white person. So, who gives a fuck?
And it might be about, like, power.
It also might be like a mob thing too. Like if there's a lot of people, yeah, if there's a lot of people standing around and you're trying to do your job.
I was thinking like the Italian mob, like, hey, Tony.
No, okay. I guess
like mob mentality kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's really scary. That is in my mind, I would be I would have just stood there and said, stay put and then try and get back up on the way. And it is really sad how few officers there are.
Right.
Like, that's something I've noticed, that, like, they either lose funding or there just aren't enough of them.
And I mean, like, if we're trying to protect and serve, like, ourselves as a society,
like, you'd
figure there that would be kind of important.
Like, I don't know, like,
I would want to go,
say, half the population were police officers. Like, how cool would that be?
I would say.
And then you'd always have somebody with authority there to, like, oh, I feel safe.
Right. Or maybe, like, teach. Like what being
children,
a police
how
officer,
to be a good human being.
Yeah. But I mean, everyone has an interpretation of what that means.
Yeah, but like shooting, raping, you know what I mean? Like the big, big bad things that people do to each other.
Yeah, but
like if you want to like do drugs in your home, go for it.
What about if
you want to do drugs and then strip naked and drive a car through a Chinese restaurant?
Not okay.
No, not okay. I mean, like, see what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely not like 100% by the books. In fact, we should probably save this for a different podcast because we're at an hour and 20 minutes.
Jesus. We'll do a three-parter.
Yeah, we'll just fuck it. Three parts. It won't even, like, sound right. Like, you'll... Well, I guess... Well, yeah.
I can do what they do enough. Batman and Batman. Just do an intro. Like, and in this one we talk about...
Per topic. Because we, like, demolished the beginning of this where I was like, hey, Matt, tell me your story about... What was it? Fun City or whatever. You never told me the story. You just said, why'd you do this?
Oh, I went.
You just went there. It was fun. You're like, it was fun. It was Manhattan, Kansas. And then we moved on. That was it.
There was a rickety. Oh,
beginning, middle, end. Fucking end of story.
I'm not really a storyteller. I'm a comic book guy. I gotta show you pictures.
Me, on the other hand, I'm a fucking Well, no. Some people say I'm a terrible storyteller, but
You kind of get backlogged. You kind of get, like, details you think are important, but aren't, like,
oh, man.
Main point important.
Yeah, they're not main important.
Like, you're bad with story beats.
He was wearing a button-up shirt, and there was a button missing at the top. No, it was at the bottom. Let's derail horribly here. There's actually a Mr. Obvious skit that I love where that is part of it. The caller calls Mr. Obvious, and he says that the guy had him come over to his apartment, and he was going to be, like, a nude model. And so he goes, and he's like, oh, goodness, caller. And so then he's like, yeah, it's really messed up. And he goes, he offered me a fresca. And then he continues, like, three or four sentences later, and he goes, no, Mr. Obvious, that's not right. It was a Sprite. And he's like, okay, great, but what happened next? He's like, maybe it was a fresca. Like, he just goes back and forth, and he's like, who cares about the drink? Like, that's me. Unfortunately, yes, you're right. There are some things that I pinpoint out. There was actually an Onion article that my friend Brittany, she got me so good. She tagged me in it, and it was like, oh, my God, this is like Zach telling a story. And the Onion article was literally two girls talking, and the one girl's quote was like, I felt like I was there. Oh my god, it was so funny. It was like, oh, that's me. That's fucking me to a T. I tell a story that's so long and painful. It's like Airplane. People just want to kill themselves. I could go on for hours. You probably don't want to hear anymore. And it's just her feet swinging there because she lynched herself. Oh god. I don't know. Just don't be a douchebag. I think that's the general thing. Raise good kids and
another thing is like accountability. Horrible, so if you see somebody doing something shitty, tell them, hey, that's shitty. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's one thing to be the master of your own kingdom.
Why are your
but
pants pulled up?
It's not my pants. It's my shorts.
Oh, the short pants. But I don't. That's too much thigh. It's too much thigh.
You like what you see?
I have a little
yours
bit of...
Yours are shorter than mine.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, They're not that short.
They're
this chair is forcing them up my leg. So this is done in an hour and 24 minutes.
I'm thinking about just doing it as one big chunk or dividing.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, fuck it. No one's listening to this shit anyway. So yeah.
Just start crying and like,
well, time to start drinking.
You like hear us eating cereal, like the bowls clinking from this.
Nobody's listening to this shit anyways. Free for all, anarchy. The police are going crazy. It could just be like a podcast of you reading all those depressing articles about.
And today, another man is dying of boredom.
An infant, beaten savagely because mom was driving 5 miles over the speed limit.
I've got a quick question. Do you think the cops should get tanks?
I don't understand. You mean like an actual military like tank?
Yeah, there's like this trend to give the cops like military gear.
Oh, well, if they like military gear, sure, but they don't need like Humvees and tanks and like 30-millimeter cannons and, you know what I mean? Like they don't need mass death machine. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No. Go down to those like APC vehicles. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like
that
what situation
axle.
Would you need
an
tanks?
An armored person. Oh, now that's hilarious. An armored personnel carrier? That's what the APC is. I mean, you don't need a tank. You just need something that's got, like, battering ram capabilities, I guess, for, like, a severe SWAT situation.
Like, what's going on that you need that, man?
Somebody that's actually doing GTA 5 shit? I don't know. Dude, just like a mode of transportation that protects your personnel. Like right there. Go back.
This
right
one's
there.
Got a gun on top of it.
Yeah, well, it's... I just remember APC from Battlefield. Should we, like, stop the show and do this on our own time? What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
It's a meme. Lingerie. What's that say underneath?
Lingerie. Just lingerie? Because it's lingerie doesn't mean it's not sexy. Or it's not lingerie. I read that. I messed up the delivery.
Yeah, it was a real laugh. It was a real, real knee slapper anyways. Well, this has been done in an hour and 26 minutes with Matt and Zach.
Hi, Matt.
And I'm unfortunately Zach.
All day, every day.
The views of Matt and Zach are not held accountable for the Matt and Zach podcast.
We don't actually represent educated... Well thought out views.
Oh yeah, we're pretty much just talking out our assholes at this point.
Generalized assumptions about things.
What's not a generalized assumption is that people should be nice to each other and
just be nice to people.
Not be assholes.
Don't be assholes. And if you see somebody being a dick,
just get a
say. Don't be a dick, man.
Like get a job that pays the bills, so that way you don't have to resort to crime if you can. And you know what I mean. Like just do stuff. Like have a wife, have children. Do fun things together.
Hey, man, I'm not going to project that evilness on you. Do what you want. Just don't be a dick.
I don't want anybody going through that kind of hell. 3 ex-wives and 5 children later, Matt speaks the truth. This is the Divorced Podcast with Matt and Zach. Oh, my God. There's this Louis C.K. bit. Did I tell you about this already?
Mm-mm.
He's got a bit about how he's getting divorced at 41.
And he's talking about how a bad divorce is a bad divorce.
Yes, he goes, yeah, he goes, he's like, yeah, he's like, so for those of you that don't know, I just recently got divorced. Whole crowd's like, aww. Shut up. No, shut the fuck up. There was just a perfect marriage and you had everything going
on. Then you got divorced?
And then they just got divorced. He's like,
the way he said it too. Yeah. Divorced?
He's like, I'm divorced at 41. His analogies are perfect. Two analogies. First is he said it's like winning $1 million in a currency that's no longer valid. And so he brought up like Prussian francs or something. I thought that was great. And then he said also that he's like a 1973 Dodge Dart that's been sitting in your backyard for 40 years. And he said, and now that's the only way you can drive to work.
It's like, imagine, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like an amazing
analogy.
That
was him getting back into the dating field.
Yeah, he talked about, like, buying a DVD
of Girls.
And
that's your only mean of transportation.
He talked about buying a DVD of Girls Gone Wild, and he just got pissed off.
I was just angry.
He's like,
where are these kids' parents?
He said something like, go back to school. He's like, it's a depression and, like, two wars going on.
It's
he's
a depression
like, he's like, go back to school and learn, you slut, or something like that. He's like, you're delinquent. Anyways, so yeah, it was a fantastic bit about just like divorce in general. That really normally only good things come from divorce. So, and I was kind of close to that myself, so that's why.
You're close to divorce.
Well, I mean, it would have eventually happened should I have let my relationship go any further.
With what your biscuits and gravy?
No, with a female. You should. Don't pull this out of me. I'm being vague.
That's a callback. It's a classic callback.
I'm being vague for a reason, Matthew.
And I'm making light of the
Matthew.
Situation, Zachariah.
I'll say it like your mother.
Matthew. I don't think my mom sounds like that.
Yep, all day. Okay, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just like clicking things. This is how the internet gets started.
It's bizarre how entertaining this is.
It's like just cosplay now.
You mean hot girl with an outfit on?
Yeah.
That's all cosplay really is. They don't want to see some neck beard.
Oh, it's
like
so funny because they're like, cosplay isn't consent, but like they're wearing basically nothing. And you can tell if you're an anime character based on the amount of clothing that you're wearing. Like if you've got a bunch of armor, you're a video game character,
and
most likely.
Your knockers are hanging out, you're an
anime
character.
Character.
Well, yeah, because in anime, they're like belligerently not proportionate. Oh, my. Yeah, see, like, what is that? He has more muscles than like 10 men should have.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't really get bodies right in the 80s.
Hey, do you want to smoke hookah?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I do.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, so this has been done in an hour and 30. Yeah, cocksuckers, you ready for that? Huh? We tacked on an extra 60 minutes. What are you going to do about it? You're not listening at this point.
You
stopped listening hours ago, literally.
For this one, you have a three for.
So anyway, so we might break this up into three episodes,
or
we might edit it into one 30-minute segment, and it'll just be like a lot of uncomfortable like situations.
Silences.
No. Like you'll edit this down, and it'll just be snippets.
Police. Situation.
First, it'll be my Vegas story, and then it'll be talking about how police are just like getting really bad and society in general. Maybe we should just cut out the serious stuff. Anyway, this isn't serious. We're not here to.
We're not here to change your minds, folks.
Yeah, we're just here to talk shit and have a laugh because, you know, that's what life is. You're supposed to have a good time.
We're just trying to bring the funny, and sometimes it gets a little too serious.
All right, I'll find something to sign off with.
Oh, that's pretty cool. If you haven't seen Akira or Ghost in a Shell, watch those because those are freaking amazing. It's about money, Dick.
Hello.
Hi.
Osborne Cox.
Yes. Who is this?
Is this Osborne Cox?
Who is this?